At Tallahassee's Gazvini Learning Center, it's career day, and students are learning about internships for local nursing programs. The Gazvini Center is a second-chance school, and the state's decision to set goals based on race and ethnicity could have a big impact on these students. Their opinions on the issue are as diverse as they are.
Like, I was upset about it because I was like, why are they basing everything off race? Why does everything have to be about race?
12th grader Mariah Whitworth says she's heard about the state's plan to set education goals based on race from her uncle, who emailed her a news story. And other students like Corey Lasea, William Lincoln, and Kentericus Morgan say the state should take more factors into account when setting their goals.
Like, the world is mixed up with all different people, not just one solo race.
It's how your childhood was, how you was growing up, how you see things, what your perspective is on things, your paradigms.
You shouldn't judge people by their race or color or how they're doing things.
According to the state, 38% of African American students are reading on grade level versus 76% of Asian students, who are the highest performers. That difference in performance is called the achievement gap, and Florida has set a goal of closing it within 10 years. By year 5, 74% of Black students and 90% of Asian students are expected to be on grade level. The group Fund Education Now is requesting a federal review of the proposal. Co-founder Kathleen Orapeza says,
to say that these children who are probably having to work many, many times harder to achieve this goal and at the same time not provide any kind of support or help for these children is grossly unfair to the future of Florida.
The Washington, D.C.-based Education Trust came up with the model for Florida and about 28 other states that have adopted similar plans as part of waivers they've received to federal education laws. The Ed Trust's Vice President, Amy Wilkins, says states are heading in the right direction for closing the achievement gap.
So we are quite frank and blunt about talking about the problem that is the achievement gap, and we're just as frank and blunt in saying that the solution to that problem has to involve, you know, achievement goals by race. But what those goals should provoke is changes in the way schools do business.
Under the Board of Education's proposal, the students who are furthest behind would actually be required to show more growth in learning. For example, while the state wants Asian students to improve by 16 percentage points over 5 years, its goal for African American students is a 36-point increase. State Minority Leader Representative Perry Thurston opposes the plan. He's not sure it's realistic to expect gains if the state isn't budgeting for them.
From the standpoint of the cuts to the system, and we don't want to say that, we want these gains, but we're not doing that which is necessary to accomplish this.
Back at the Gazvini Learning Center, 12th grader Anna Permenter says she also disagrees with the pathway, but for different reasons. Anna says by giving more attention to one group of students, others could begin to fall behind.
And I don't think that it's a bad idea, because we do need to try something to progress those students that aren't progressing. But what about the people that are mediocre students? Like, there's always going to be somebody that's just short of getting in.
Florida's Interim Education Commissioner Pam Stewart is defending the state's goals, but other top officials have sent mixed messages. Governor Rick Scott released a statement suggesting he disagreed with the state's plan, but when questioned by reporters later on, the governor refused to say whether it should be revised. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.